friends, and welcome to yet another installment of Morning Reload. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday. Today's program is brought to you by the Buffalo Wool Company. Here in a few days, you should be heading up the mountain hunting, and you definitely want to take a warm pair of socks with you. The best that you can get are made by the Buffalo Wool Company. They're the most incredible wool socks that I've ever put on your feet. I'm telling you, my friends, you're not going to be disappointed. To get you a pair, go to their website, thebuffalowoolco.com, and Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for any type of metal structure on your property, be it a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, or maybe even you just need a garage, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. We begin this morning with grassroots media. I really haven't told you all that much about my new studio. All that you really know at this point is that I have one. I've left you to assume that it is the peak of technological advancement. In a manner of speaking, it is, but not in the way that you think. No doubt, your imagination has conjured up a picture for you that when you step through the door, there's this giant bank of equipment that's recessed into the wall with all sorts of levers and dials and flashing lights, all of them equipped with indicator bars that go up and down, telling me the level of the hundreds of audio sources contained within the studio. There's microphones everywhere capturing everything, and you can't even breathe inside without it being recorded. And of course, no self-respecting studio would be complete without at least four television screens, each one of them trained on one of the ridiculous major media sources we have in this country. As if, at some point, they might have something important to say. And then, of course, there's the very comfortable host chair, which I must have had imported from one of those off-the-beaten-paths import-export companies. You've probably imagined that it's covered in fine Italian leather and adorned with claw feet with those cool little rollers on the bottom. And then, of course, at the center of it all, the most powerful microphone in all of Wyoming politics, the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone, feared by and living rent-free in the head of every single redcoat in this state, able to reach inside each and every device that's packed around by Wyoming citizens each and every day. Yes, I know. Terrifying, isn't it, Steve Harshman? The reverse also kind of gives me a chuckle. I'm sure the Redcoats believe that I'm packed away in somebody's basement with a microphone that I purchased from Walmart, and somehow, through my own inherent genius, I've been able to make it sound as good as this does. In that version of events, the only thing that lights the room is the dim glow coming off of my used laptop that I picked up off of Facebook Marketplace. No doubt, they think there's a hat rack close at hand that is made specifically for the tinfoil headwear that I must wear on occasion. That there's nothing to fear and absolutely no reason to be kept up at night, because the reach of this program just doesn't go all that far, really. If only that were true, Albert Sommers. The truth is that a lot of that is fantasy. I do have a very comfortable chair, but it wasn't imported from Italy. There is no bank of equipment that you see when you walk into every radio station. I have no need for any of that. I do, however, have a very sophisticated piece of equipment that allows me to reach through the interwebs to you. I can do everything I want off of my little board. And frankly, I can do just about everything that your local radio station can do, and I didn't have to spend a couple $100,000 to put it all together. Now, I won't dash your imaginative conjurings of what my studio actually looks like. It is very nice, and it's very comfortable. And I have to tell you, my microphone looks amazing in it. The truth is, it's perfect for this program. And at some point, I'll walk you through and around the studio, telling you about each and every little piece that's in here. I really, really like it. And it's going to allow me to do a whole bunch of new and inventive things to the Redcoats that they haven't even thought of yet. I can't wait to pull that off. But I told you all of that to get to this point. There is one very important thing that this program has that none of the Wyoming mainstream press does. I have a network spread across this state of individual grassroots journalists. I have you. People that you would never expect to be packing around a microphone or a video camera all out of sight so you can't see it. How else would I be able to reach inside a high school principal's office and record him saying something that probably he should have just kept to himself? You remember that, don't you? That was Cheyenne South High School. Yeah, that principal never saw that coming. Or there was the case of the drag show in Rock Springs. Those people didn't even have any clue that they were being recorded. Or the mountain of documentation I have on a specific number of state legislators. I haven't told you about all of that yet, but I'm telling you, my friends, it's going to be amazing when I let that cat out of the bag. And then, of course, the infamous Barry Crago audio, where he tells a constituent to his face what he thinks of us lowly conservatives, that we're all jerks and we should just sue him. Gold, my friends. Grassroots journalistic gold. That is truly what powers this program. You. It's not all the cool toys I have in this new studio. It's you. And the truth is, there is a bunch of fun stuff in here, but the main component in this whole operation is the Cowboy State Politics audience. Thank you. Continue sending me each and every little morsel of everything these dummies say and do. Case in point, Albert Sommers. There was a conference this past week held in Casper for all county officials, clerks and treasurers and county commissioners, and they had Redcoat Speaker of the House Albert Sommers, no doubt with his fantastically, not so much, coat that he wears every day. I'm sure he has to get the mothballs out of the pockets of that ridiculous coat every time he puts it on. Him and Ogden make quite the pair. We'll talk about that coat later. I actually asked him if he picked it up at a thrift store somewhere. Now, you can imagine, you get all those elected officials, politicians, in the same room, and there's only one burning topic that all of them want to talk about: raising our property taxes, or at least providing the appearance that they're trying to do something about the rapid increases that all of us have experienced the last couple years. So here's a piece of audio that was recorded by one of those grassroots journalists I was telling you about. Yes, undercover. Yes, the very first thing they did after it was recorded was contact yours truly. So anyway, here it is, and I'm going to have to explain exactly what's going on, because the first time you hear it, it's not going to be all that shocking. Here we go. Take a listen.
We can't solve every problem, but I think we can keep chipping away at that one. I've drafted two bills. One is another tweak in the Constitution to make it clear that you can do a rate increase, you know, you can limit the rate of increase, and then adds another unnamed class, the subclass that could be put in residential.
Did you catch what he said? Word choice is very, very important. Let me play you the first important part again, just so we're clear that you've got what he said.
To make it clear that you can do a rate increase, you know, you can limit the rate of increase.
That you can do a rate increase if you just limit the rate of increases. Now, hold on a minute. I thought all of these elected officials were worrying about dropping our taxes, not increasing them. But here you have the Speaker of the House saying that he himself has written a bill that will allow them to increase your property taxes. Whoa, holy cow. Talking about telling you exactly what they're planning. One more time, the Speaker of the House.
To make it clear that you can do a rate increase, you know, you can limit the rate of increase.
He must have pulled that one out of the inside breast pocket where he keeps all the tax reform 2000 stuff. Okay, here's the next important thing that he had to say. all of this, all the sound bites I'm playing for you, they're within the same paragraph that he's saying. I've just broken them up a little bit to make it easier so we can talk about it.
And it adds another unnamed class, subclass that can be put in residential. I think in the end, we need to have more flexibility to do things in statute. I think it's even unclear to me whether a homestead exemption is really constitutional.
Another unnamed class of property that can be put in as residential. Now, why would it be not just called residential property? That's odd. Oh, wait, so we can have some flexibility. What that means is, so they can put it in the Constitution that they can monkey with the tax rates. This is the exact same thing that I told you about last February when they were talking about that dumb constitutional amendment that's going to be on the ballot in 2024. The Constitution right now prevents them from monkeying with the tax rate, independently increasing the price of residential property or commercial property. It's in the Constitution that both of those are valued the same, so they can't jack around with it. And he provides the proof of what I'm saying in that sentence. Here it is again.
I think in the end, we need to have more flexibility.
Flexibility means increased taxes. And of course, he's talking to a room filled with county commissioners. Of course they want more tax money so that they can spend it. Why not be honest? None of them would ever record him saying the truth about what he's planning. Oh, my friends, when all these redcoats get comfortable, they finally tell you the truth. Now, keep in mind, Albert Sommer swears up and down that he's a Republican, and yet he's the most liberal member of the legislature. Of course he wants to raise taxes. He probably has Mike Yin giving him his marching orders every morning. Well, there you have it, my friends. That's what their plan is, to put in the Constitution a method by which they can jack up your taxes at will. And it's none other than the Speaker of the House telling you about it, right alongside the Senate President Ogden Driscoll. All of it brought to you by one of those grassroots journalists that I was telling you about. You redcoats, you never know who's packing around a microphone. Hey, Clark Stiff, does this look like amateur work to you? Oh, they only wish. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. If you haven't got your tickets yet to the Independence Network launch that's happening on Saturday, you need to hurry up and do that. They're going fast. To get some tickets, you go to independencenetwork.us. There's a link right at the top that'll take you to our ticket vendor. It's going to be a great show, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Individual tickets are $50 a piece, or you can buy a VIP table, which will have you seated right up front, right by the stage. Those are $500 a table. It's a great value. So anyway, go to the website, independencenetwork.us, and I'll see you on Saturday. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.